Yesterday I was having dinner at a hotel lounge here in St. Louis, where I'll be for another week, and a friend of mine saw an individual walk in, and they were talking, and he said, look, do you have Bell's palsy? Because it looked like part of his face was numb, and he was talking strangely, and the individual by the name of Steve Werner said, no, not at all. Let me tell you this incredible story. And you are about to hear one of the most remarkable stories that I heard yesterday, and I want to share that with you. Steve is on the line with us now in St. Louis. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, George. How are you tonight?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on to share this story. You know, when I saw you yesterday and you were telling us what had happened to you, I mean, I believed you, but I couldn't believe you. It was such a fascinating story. And then I got the copy of the April 12th interview and story about you in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and it was absolutely unbelievable. Let's go back a little bit, Steve. Just tell us a little bit of what happened before your dog even started to tell you, hey, Steve, you might have a problem.
Well, last summer, I had two golden retrievers, and one of my golden retrievers had a heart attack and passed away in June, which was very, obviously, disturbing, and it kind of destroyed me and my dog, Wrigley, who hadn't been apart from her brother in over 11 years. I got him at the same time. So in order to kind of try to comfort Wrigley, my remaining golden retriever, I was spending a lot of time on the floor, lying next to her, kind of simulating her brother, who used to sleep right next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in the weeks after Camden dying, her brother, that she kept on turning her head around and smelling my right ear. I didn't really think much about it for, you know, the first few times. I thought it was just a kind of curiosity thing. And then one day it kind of clicked that it was always the right ear. She was always smelling the right ear and for extended periods of time. And again, it wasn't, I didn't think too much about it until I saw a television show about dogs that were being trained to smell tumors and cancer in humans, which of course it kind of, quite frankly, freaked me out. And I knew that there was something wrong with my body. I knew that I was off somehow, but I had been to the doctor three times that month and they had checked on my heart, EKGs and stress tests, but they couldn't figure out what it was.
Steve, when you say you knew you were off, what kind of symptoms were you having?
A little bit of numbing in my legs. Here, I had a lot of chest pains, but they attributed that to the fact that I was very, we're very upset about my dog dying.
Okay, sure. So they always say stress causes
a lot. Actually, stress, cholesterol, and losing weight.
Yeah.
And after three test visits to the doctor, they're like, hey, lose some weight, watch your cholesterol, and you'll be okay. And so we knew something was wrong, but we couldn't figure out what it was until, again, I saw this television show and with Wrigley just persistently smelling my right ear every single time on the ground. She was smelling my ear, and that's kind of led me to pick up the phone and call my doctor and rush back down there.
Now, what did the doctor say to you, Steve, when you first told him, hey, I think something's wrong. My dog has been sniffing my right ear.
Right. Well, after they chuckle for a couple of minutes, and they tell me that for my own sake, they're not going to put that in my permanent record as medical record, which follows you around for the rest of your life. They said, well, we'll check it out. And they also asked if I had any other symptoms. And I did have some minor ringing in my right ear. And a few months prior to that, I'd had a little bit of numbing in my right jaw, which I attributed to just a sinus infection because it went away in a day or two. As a precaution, they sent me off to get an MRI. And the next day, I got the phone call with the news that I had a golf ball size or about a ping pong size shaped tumor inside my right ear.
Now, was that what they would call also part of a brain tumor? I mean, it was all part of the same, wasn't it?
It is. It is a brain tumor, technically. It's inside the right ear between the seventh and eighth nerves. And so it's a very large tumor, about 4 centimeters in diameter, which was also filling up the cavity into my hearing tube. I think it's interlocutory. I can't remember the name of it. But that was causing the ringing. And it was getting very large, and it was starting to press against my cerebellum and the pons area of my brain, which was controlling my respiratory system. And that was starting to become a serious problem.
How old were you when this happened, Steve?
I was 39, and I'm 40. I'm 40 now.
Okay, so a year ago. Okay, so they find this, and at that point, do they take a biopsy? Do they tell you it's malignant, it's cancerous? What do they tell you?
No, thankfully, you know, obviously, when you hear the news, you've got a tumor, your heart just starts racing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like seeing a police car behind you multiplied by 100. Your heart just goes nuts. And the doctor was very aware that I was going to freak out, and she came right back and said, "Hey, listen, because of where it is, it's an acoustic neuroma. We know that, and they're 99% of the time they are non-malignant tumors. You know, it's not life-threatening. We found it. We'll get it out. And you're going to be okay." So she came right back and reassured me right away that it was not most likely malignant. And I could, and I did, and I have lost my hearing in my right ear. But
and is that permanent, Steve?
It is permanent because the method that they have to do the incision to get it out is behind the right ear, and they kind of drill through all your ear bones and the inner ear, basically.
Sure.
So it's definitely... I'm definitely deaf in my right ear for life.
Now, when I saw you yesterday, you're pretty swollen there. Is that going to go down?
It is, and swelling, because of it being very entangled with the facial nerve, they traumatized the facial nerve, pulling it all off and getting it all off. And it's a very delicate surgery. It's about 5-hour surgery with, you know, 3 neurosurgeons, and when they got it off, my face could still smile and I could still wink, but after a couple of days, the nerve is very, very swollen, and it just takes months for it to come back. And it's been 3 months. It'll take a few more months before it comes back to normal.
And you had the surgery in Los Angeles, didn't you?
I did. The best place in the world is the House Clinic in Los Angeles, right next to St. Vincent's Hospital where I was. But the House Ear Clinic is they do more acoustic neuroma surgeries there than the rest of the world combined. And I'm very fortunate to have actually the best doctor in the world, Dr. Daryl Brackman, perform the surgery. And
well, that's good. Now, did they say anything, Steve, about cell phone usage? Did you hold your cell phone up on the right side of your face?
You know, I did, and that's usually the first question I get from everybody. If the cell phone, there's no correlation. There's no studies so far that have shown that it's caused by cell phone usage. It's just a very rare tumor that it's not genetics. It's just...
I guess just something, though, for a lot of people to be a little aware of, huh? Just in case.
Well, just in case. I do use the speakerphone on my phone with my left ear. So I've only got one good ear left.
Yeah, you want to keep that. Now, let's talk about Wrigley for a moment. How old is Wrigley?
Wrigley will be 12 in July.
12 years old. Getting up there in age for a retriever, no doubt.
She is.
They're big dogs. And does she still sniff that right ear, or does she leaves it alone? That's amazing, Steve.
It really is. In my heart, I just know my dog's looking out for me. I'll never be sure, you know, if she actually, that's what she was smelling, but it's one of those things you have to take on faith, and I just believe my dog is looking out for me. That unconditional love that you give your dogs came back, and I knew something was wrong, but it just kind of, it took her to narrow it down and show me where the problem was.